Some Christmas Thoughts Through the Years, Part 2. In the previous blog, I shared some of the ways I wrote as a pastor about the theological mystery at the heart of Christmas. But probably my favorite way to express this mystery has been in a more poetic way. Thus, Part 2 of my Christmas thoughts. Number 1, a tribute to the Cappadocians. Humanity, yearning, striving, laboring, wondering, duality never escapable. Divinity, unbegotten origin, ecstatic and emptied word, responsive and profligate spirit. Try personally enfolding creation, life, humanity. Holy and blessed Christmas, Jesus is born. To be is to become God. Number 2, given and received. Love ecstatic and excessive, neither measured nor partial, not necessary, nor as a reward or predictable pattern, never reducible or an afterthought, the divine word enfleshed, but from eternity, holy other, unexpectedly, freely, as gift, fully overflowing, God's embrace of humanity. Number 3, the ultimate response. Life's challenge, even taunt. From where and for what were we born? Christmas, divinity's whispered and fleshed response. Our origin and end revealed. Purposeful love, not capriciousness. Joyful trust, not despair. Number 4, the first word. Those first words of the newborn word. A cry for breath and life. A cry of need and desire. A cry of vulnerability and fear. The cry of every human being. A cry within the heart of God. May all of our words make that heart of God better known. Blessed Christmas. Number 5, the beginning is in the ending. The birth of that child many years ago, what does it mean? Poised on the brink of the Big Bang, would we have foreseen a universe alive and able to know itself? If we saw only the seed and never the mature plant, would we understand? The single-celled embryo holds promise, but of what? The wonder of the human person fully alive turns promise into sacred trust. We pretend to trace clear paths from beginnings to endings, but in a world of probabilities, chance, and uncertainties, isn't the beginning only fully known in its ending? The beginning. God risked becoming nothing in creation. The ending, so that all creation might become one with God. As we celebrate that day of birth, may its ending unfold more deeply within us. Merry Christmas. Finally, number 6, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Here and there we catch fragments of the picture. Like the prophets of old, some experience of love or friendship or beauty, an insight into the true nature of things, an act of self-giving or abandonment. Tease us, beckon us, even shake us violently to question and to ponder. May our embrace of this feast of Christ's birth bring those fragments of our lives into a threaded whole.